It's week 8 of the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Brandon Artis, the head coach of the Bears, will join us and break down last week's 28-14 loss against Harrison. Also get us ready for the game tomorrow night against Castle. That and more right here on WREF. Thanks to United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, Award Horror Trophies, Gary's Body Shop, and ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Dedman, the agent. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. Brandon Artis is waiting on deck when we return on WREF.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
It's week 8 of the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. Head coach Brandon Artis of the Central Bears is here on WREF and breaking down a 28-14 loss against Harrison. Coach, appreciate the time. How we doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
All good, yeah. So, in looking at this game, I know it's not the result that you were looking for, but how would you evaluate your team's performance, and how do you reflect on this game?
I think that our kids, from just execution standpoint, I think that we played pretty decent. We were down some guys, so it kind of, and it was senior night for our guys, and so it was kind of an emotional roller coaster. But I just like the fight in our guys, and I mean, we continue to. We don't make excuses. Next guy up, so that's what our mentality is. We just got to play football.
I know that the next guy up approach kind of came to fruition at quarterback with Easton Vetter getting the nod. How do you grade him out? 18 of 36, had a touchdown but also had a couple of interceptions. Easton, a young guy playing quarterback, big moment for a freshman. How do you grade him out?
He didn't do too bad. I think that a lot of people don't understand, like, the moment and how big of a moment that is. And just, like, he's our biggest threat as far as receiver this year. So it kind of took away our game planning, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But he stood in there and he did everything I asked. And I just appreciate Easton for just even it's just his mindset and how he tackles the game. I know there's some throws that he wants back, some reads that he wants back. But at the end of the day, he played pretty well for a freshman.
Yeah, I know that that's something that, like you said, you cut off your nose to spite your own face, right?
Yeah.
You bring in a guy to play quarterback. Easton is the next best option, right? But then you also lose a guy that could be your best receiver. At times he has been. So how did you wrestle with that? And was that something that you nearly used as maybe a reason as to not start Easton as the quarterback against Harrison?
I'm going to be honest with you. I teetered the fence with going with Devin DeJarnett just because I just knew it was senior night in the moment, and I just didn't want to take away from what Easton was. But he was prepared to go. I think that we had a good game plan for get him on the edge and get him moving. He had three drives offensively in the first half, so it was kind of hard to get going because our defense was on the field so long.
Yeah.
So it was kind of hard getting him going and getting him more reps. So in the second half, you'll see he threw a lot in the second half because we had to. So, but it was kind of hard getting him going because we didn't have the ball very much first half.
Brandon Artis, the Central Football Coach, here on Week 8 of the Central Football Show. And I'm Brad Klein talking about the Bears and their 28-14 loss against Harrison. And, Coach, I know it's not the result that you were looking for, but it does seem like you guys are moving the ball on the ground a little bit more than you had been in the past. Take me through how you look at the rushing game against Harrison.
We knew that we can go straight downhill and run at them. They have some athletes, so getting the ball on the edge – was a little bit tougher for us. I mean, at times we did, but we had some guys that got going. Lance Goff gave us some pretty decent runs down the middle of the field. I think that we could have had some bigger play runs, we knew that without Brochures, we had to find some type of identity with the run game. I think we had over 100 yards rushing total, so it was at least better for us.
Again, Brandon Artis is here on WREF, and I'm Brad Klein. This is Week 8 of the Central Football Show. The Bears coming off of a 2-touchdown loss against the Warriors of Harrison. We're back in a moment right here on WREF.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, but so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
Back here on Week 8 of the Central Football Show with Brandon Artis, the head coach of the Bears. I'm Brad Klein talking about last week in a 28-14 loss against Harrison. Also getting ready for this upcoming game against Castle. And Coach, I'll talk to you about that in a second. But I do feel like it's important to break this down. You mentioned Senior Day. And so correct me if I'm wrong. Senior Day was actually last week. It's not going to be on Friday against Castle. Is that right?
No, yeah, it was Friday versus Harrison.
Okay,
Friday.
Good. So you had an opportunity to send off the seniors. What do you know, or what can you tell me about this senior class? And I know that it's always kind of an emotional week when the seniors are,
are sent off. So you you watch them walk, and obviously they've been with you for a while at this point. So take me through your relationship with these seniors and the memories that you think on.
It's just they're my guys. They're the first kids when I first got hired here. They were sophomores, and so they were some young guys, and these are the guys that I ride with. So for me, we talked about our message was about the end, and how the end is the only thing that's guaranteed. And for some of our guys, it made them emotional because a lot of guys aren't going to go off to play college football, so this is going to be some of the last times that they play. And so we talked about the end and what does that mean, and the end comes for everyone. And so I think that kind of gave some emotional attachment to our guys, and I think they understand that it's close to being over, and we got a lot more football to play. So, but it could be over pretty soon if we don't continue to do the things necessary.
What do you remember about your senior day from back when you played, and how that kind of hit you, and translating that into how you coach kids ahead of a senior day?
Yep. It was the same way. I think that I didn't take it serious, to be honest, and so my mentality was that I was going to go off and keep playing, and so I did not take the – and that's something I wish I could take back. So I think that more or less that's why I'm here, is to make sure that our guys understand, like, how big of these moments are, and how you could cherish them forever or you can regret them. And so to me, I kind of more or less regret not taking it serious, if that makes sense.
No, it certainly does. And looking at how you go about coaching your kids and different moments throughout the season, and it's not always about football. And you know, of course,
right,
we're talking about the game itself and how you guys perform, but also it's about how these kids are growing and how these kids approach these different challenges and different moments throughout the season, and ultimately different moments in life. So, you know, this is one
right
of them. Ultimately, we're going to talk about the upcoming game against Castle. I do want to go back to football for a second, though, and ask you about how you feel about this team going into the last two games of the year. Again, we'll go micro on the Knights in a moment, but in looking at how you guys are wrapping up the season, Castle and then at North before the sectional, how do you feel about the progression of this team? Because I know it's a process for every team. Your team's a work
yeah
in progress. Every team's a work in progress.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the growth of your team?
Yeah, statistically, we're a lot better. You can tell based off stats. We got a lot of guys leading the conference or top in conference in certain statistical categories. I think more or less it's the discipline aspect, continuing to want to be disciplined, and not killing ourselves, if that makes sense. And it's those things that's outside of football, or responding the wrong way to certain things that, you know, personal fouls, or I think we probably lead the conference in personal fouls. We play with a lot of passion and with a lot of edge, but we can't lose sight of certain things. And so I think that for the last 2 weeks, I mean, if you watch us play, we play up to our competition and down to our competition. So there's, like, it's hard to kind of get a gauge on what's our identity. And so we're still trying to figure that out. And I think that it shows at times, but it's not consistent.
Again, we're here on WREF Week 8 of the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. The Bears are getting to play Castle on Friday night. We're going to talk about that in a moment right here on WREF.
Happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Wrapping up shop on week 8 of the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. All right, Coach, so in looking at how your team matches up for Friday night against Castle, what's it going to take to make this upset against the Knights?
It's just going to take a collective it's honestly, we have to play our best. We be the best version of ourselves for four quarters. And I think that if we can do that, we have an opportunity and we have a chance to win. But we have to do it for four quarters. It can't be a one-quarter thing here or a couple plays here and then something bad goes wrong and then it all goes wrong. It has to be kind of like the effort we have versus Rice. I mean, it has to be a one-all kind of thing and everyone band together and try to get this thing done.
I know we talked about Easton and how he played last week against Harrison. I'd imagine he's getting the nod again on Friday against Castle. This is a much more statistically sound defense that Castle has than Harrison. So does the approach change for Easton? Does your coaching and your messaging change for him as only a freshman?
No, it does not. I think that he just got to get some quarters under his belt, and that's just what it is. That's mainly what it is. I mean, we had some things that we wanted. We just got to get more experience. And so it doesn't change. We're going to kind of keep things the same. We know they are aggressive defense. And, again, for us, we got to be able to stop guys defensively ourselves. So I think that that's the biggest barrier right now. Offensively, I know we have enough dudes to get certain things done. We're top in the conference in passing yards for a reason. We have the guys. We just have to figure it out.
The Knights are actually coming off of a loss, 28-7 against Jasper last week. What did you see on that tape?
I saw a really good Castle defense in the second half turn it up. I know Jasper scored early, but I think they pitched a shutout in the second half, I want to believe. So I think that if they made the adjustments that they made in the second half early, I think that game goes a different way. Castle's a really good program. Love Coach Hurd and what he's doing. I respect them. They have the highest respect for me.
Yeah, no doubt, and there's a lot to respect there. So in looking at how your program matches up against Castle and you guys progressing and you guys trajectorying up, I'll ask you this because we did talk about, I guess, the non-football stuff when it comes to your players in regards to senior night. I know that senior night was last week, but this will be the last home game for your seniors. Does that hit in a way harder than senior night does?
Yeah, it does, because it honestly could be the last one. If we get a draw and we're playing away, they won't be able to play in front of their fans anymore. And so that's the end part that we talked about,
yeah.
Right? So this is a possibility of an ending of an era for those guys. And to me, mentality should be leave it all on the field and the result's the result. If you get beat by a better team because you played well, then that's okay. But if you leave stuff out in the field, if you don't do the right things necessary, then it creates more barriers. And so for me, it's that end piece. Like, what's your why and why you do the things you do? And to me, if you want to leave a legacy, I would come out with all guns blazing on Friday if it's me.
I like it. That's Brendan Artis, the head coach for Central Football here on week 8 of the Central Football Show. Getting ready to play Castle tomorrow. Coach, really appreciate the time and good luck.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, with that, we say goodbye here on Week 8 of the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theRef.com and the WREF mobile app.